Massachusetts residents will notice a little bit more money coming out of your paycheck. That's because new payroll deductions kick in today for the state's paid family and medical leave program. The estimated $800 million initiative is aimed at making it easier for workers to take time off for personal medical needs, to care for a family member, or bond with a new child with less financial worry. WBUR's Ininjor and Wemeka joins us now to talk more about the new payroll deductions and the paid leave program. Hi there.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
So what payroll deductions will workers start to see as of today?
So the new payroll tax is less than 1%. In fact, it's 0.75%. But part of that tax will be paid by the employer and part of it will be paid by employees. So basically, the way that works out for workers is that they will pay a maximum of 38 cents for every $100 they earn. Now, it could be less than that if your employer decides to offer a more generous paid leave package, but that's the max under the state law. So someone making $50,000 a year could see a deduction of roughly $189 a year.
What benefit will workers get under the paid family and medical leave program?
So under the program, workers get up to 12 weeks of paid family leave. That's to care for a sick family member or bond with a new child, or to manage any sort of family needs that come up during family members' active military service. Workers can also get up to 20 weeks of paid medical leave to recover from a serious illness or injury.
The payroll deductions to pay for this program start today, but Ininjor, will workers start taking this paid leave right away?
No, and that's a really good question. So these benefits don't kick in for workers until 2021. The payroll deductions start now to fund the paid family and medical leave program. I spoke with Andrew Farnitano about this. He's the spokesman for Raise Up Massachusetts, and that's the coalition of community groups and labor unions that led the push for the ballot measure on paid leave. He says workers are already planning ahead for these benefits.
We've heard from younger workers who are thinking about starting a family and looking forward to starting their family in 2021. We've heard from workers who are caring for an elderly family member, a parent or grandparent, who are looking forward to being able to take the time off they need.
And Farnitano says there's a sense of relief among workers he's talked to that if something bad happens, they'll be able to rely on this new program.
What about employers, though? On the other side, some of them have raised concerns about this program.
Yeah. So employers across the state have been spending the last several months preparing for the start of payroll deductions. Now, there are some business groups that are still concerned about this program. I asked Christopher Carlozzi of the National Federation of Independent Business in Massachusetts what he thinks. He says this will still be a challenge for small businesses.
When a new policy is passed that increases the cost of doing business for them, they can't spread it out amongst a couple different stores or throughout several different states. It's usually that one mom and pop business that has to absorb all the costs and find a way to deal with that.
Now, it's worth noting that for businesses with fewer than 25 employees, those employers don't have to contribute to the state fund. But Carlozzi says the mandated time off will just be harder for small companies to manage.
Is this new state program the only option for paid family and medical leave?
No. So businesses are allowed to opt out of the state program with the state's permission, but they have to provide an alternative for their employees. Part of the reason the payroll deductions were delayed until now was to give insurance companies time to offer private options. And some of these companies plan to offer pretty competitive packages. The state says that there have been over 800 applications from companies that are looking to opt out of the state program. And so far, over 600 have received provisional approval.
WBUR reporters Ininjor and Wemeka, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.